This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
The gentleman is not telling you the truth. I am not Steve Gruber. I'm Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve as we start the third hour of the Steve Gruber Show this beautiful Friday here in Michigan. And when I say beautiful, I mean white winter wonderland. And that's where Steve is right now, sitting out in the middle of all of this, hoping to bring home a big, beautiful buck to hang on the wall, provide some food for his family, as he does every year. We all know Steve's a big outdoorsman, and he asked me to come and fill in for him this morning. Let's just keep it between us that it went well. Make sure to give him a good report. When you have your sit down with him, when you call in, let him know I did a good job, even if you're making it up. But one thing that I can't make up, and one thing that continues to bewilder me, is the environment on some of our college campuses across this nation. Most of our college campuses, they've no longer been, they are no longer a environment where all sides of an issue can be heard, where intellectual debate is encouraged. They become a place where they stifle certain positions. They shelter and coddle some of these students and protect them from certain positions that they... The administration or the faculty, those in academia, don't believe that they shouldn't hear, simply because, well, these views are wrong, so why would we even present them? Well, that's how you learn, folks. Some of the best classes that I had at Michigan State University were when I disagreed with the professor politically, ideologically, what have you. But the professor knew that, and they let me speak, and they challenged me, and we had discussions in front of other students, and they learned both sides. Those are some of my favorite professors, the ones who were the far-left Democrats, but they were still reasonable, knowledgeable, respectful individuals. They knew that learning was the reason these students are there. One horrible example of where this has gone completely awry happened earlier this week at Ohio State University. Ben Shapiro, Daily Wire editor-in-chief. We all know Ben Shapiro, the nationally acclaimed conservative speaker, goes to college campuses, walks around and states the mantra, facts don't care about your feelings. It fits right in with the current environment on these campuses. I'm sorry, Mr. or Madam Professor, but the facts don't care about your feelings. Let's have a debate on the issues. Prove me wrong. Apparently at Ohio State University, several quote-unquote progressive students didn't take too kindly to Mr. Shapiro being on campus, brought there by the Young Americas Foundation, part of his sponsored campus lecture tour. He does this all the time, shows up to college campuses to talk about whatever the hot topic is. He's a very smart man, very respectful, though. Encourages debate. Most of his presentation is taking questions from the audience, professors and students alike, who disagree with him. Show me anyone on the left that goes to college campuses and asks for conservative students to confront them. Then again, you'd have to find some conservative students who weren't terrified to speak on campus or be threatened with some sort of academic retribution, some sort of chastising in front of their peers that some of these professors get away with. It's ridiculous. Anyway, these progressive students, I use the air quotes, you can't see it because I'm on the radio, started chants outside of his speech. These chants were not, we disagree with you, not healthcare for all, not advocating a policy position. No, they were John McCain's dead. Ronald Reagan's dead. That's what these people brought to this discussion on the issues that was being had at Ohio State University. And what was the response from Ohio State, their Moral Scholars Program, their Student Advisory Council there? Shapiro's rhetoric has the potential to threaten the emotional and mental safety of much of the campus community. If you do not feel comfortable around a climate that will be created by Ben Shapiro's presence, we encourage you to seek a safe environment for yourself. Knowing the hostile environment that can result from these kind of events, we encourage you to seek an inclusive environment and reach out and talk to someone. Their words, ladies and gentlemen, their ideas. You don't think that we should outlaw abortion in this country, which Ben Shapiro advocates for, go there and argue against them. Provide your position and argue with them. If you have certain views on immigration, on foreign policy, fiscal policy, taxes, gay marriage, Ben Shapiro has public views on all of these. And that's what people usually protest when they come to protest Ben Shapiro. So challenge his ideas. Show your peers, your fellow students, that you are smarter than Ben Shapiro. Problem is, they can't. Ben's a very smart guy. And their ideas are wrong. He hits them on everything. No one can lay a finger on him. So what do? They simply chant that Ronald Reagan's dead. John McCain's dead. That's the level of discourse our students are at, some of our students in this country. It's absurd. I just hope that there are some professors out there that know that we're heading down a bad path. And we need to make sure our students are getting arguments from all sides. If you're wrong or if you're right, doesn't matter. You should be out there arguing in favor or against. And people can decide on their own. Real quick, don't get caught with your taxes in chaos. Get on top of them today. Fresh Start Tax Solutions is here to help. Chris McClatcher has 25 years experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. You don't want to get behind on your taxes. You don't want to screw it up. Folks at Fresh Start Tax Solutions can make sure you have everything in order. Definitely got to do it. We're going to take a short break here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve. We will be right back.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with. We were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.